Now, the rest of the story. John Chapman was an itinerant preacher of the early 19th century. Yet while there were more than a few of them throughout the United States, John Chapman and his ideas and his appearance was unique. One history book calls him a John the Baptist of the Western border, living on walnuts and wild honey, clad in cast-off raiment, preparing a way in the American wilderness for God's people, end quote. What made his message so remarkable to frontier fundamentalists was its roots in the doctrine of a Swedish mystic named Emanuel Swedenborg. It was less a departure from traditional Christianity than it was an elaboration upon it. In any case, it was far too complex and intellectual a teaching to be promoted without a promoter, and that John Chapman was. He lugged Swedenborg literature from one isolated cabin to the next, leaving it for the perusal of anyone who expressed an interest. Sometimes John would spend the evening, maybe the night, spinning yarns and spouting religion. Aside from his bare feet and ragged clothing, the thing about John that drew the most attention was his attitude. John Chapman at least gave the impression of being the happiest man alive. For him, the wilderness trail was no path to martyrdom. It was a wide-open highway. He said, I could not enjoy myself better anywhere. He said, I can lie on my back, look up at the stars, and it seems almost as though I can see the angels praising God, for he has made all things good. John expressed himself intelligently and gently, despite his deep desire to win converts. He was sometimes misunderstood. He was called crazy, even thought to be possessed. And yet traditional frontier preachers, after having the opportunity to talk with him, were usually delighted by this remarkable man. One well-educated Baptist minister said that John had one of the best informed and most brilliant minds he had ever known. And, of course, the measure of any tree is the fruit that it bears. And John Chapman's ministry, complex as were the ideas intrinsic to it, his ministry did bear fruit. Throughout the territories wherein the ragged preacher preached, church communities, based on his teachings, sprang up in his wake. Many of them flourished for decades. The New Church, it called itself, and its own contributions to American culture, even after John Chapman had faded into the pages of history, were considerable. For the New Churchmen and women blazed a trail of literacy and education through the backwoods. They built schools and wrote poetry and created art. They opened the ears of those on the frontiers to the consolation of religion and the elegance of philosophy and the magic of music. They composed books, and they established publishers to publish those books, and it all started with an American John the Baptist, a ragged man who roamed the wilderness, a gentleman named John Chapman. You thought you recognized that name? Perhaps you did. But if so, you have been remembering him for the other fruit he bore. I said, for the other fruit he bore, and I mean that literally. For John Chapman, on his way through the wilderness, also planted trees, a great many of them, over the 100,000 square miles that he strode shoeless. Since your youth, you've had a very vivid picture in your mind of a man called Johnny Appleseed. Well, now you've met him. Now you know. The rest of the story.